It's WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. The 2020 Wilma Dykeman Stokely Memorial Lecture in Knoxville is given by culinary and cultural historian Michael W. Twitty. Twitty is the author of The Cooking Gene, a journey through African-American culinary history in the Old South. In between tour dates and trips to Africa, he carved out a few minutes to speak with us on the phone.
My name is Michael W. Twitty. I'm a culinary historian. I'm a food writer. I'm a historic chef, food of the colonial and antebellum period, and learning my way through it. The goal is not to be authentic. The goal is to just get into the mind and being of those cooks that perfected early Southern cuisine. My how-to is repairing the wounds of our history, giving us a means of healing and moving forward.
When I first heard about the book, I thought it was a cookbook. In a way, it is a cookbook because it's the recipe of you personally.
Yes.
It's your gene recipe.
It's important to let people understand that it's not easy to do genealogy, period, but especially as an African-American whose roots are in the American South. Our records were burned, destroyed, annihilated on purpose and by accident. We were nameless chattel. We were robbed of our identities and punished for trying to openly maintain our African identities. So after so many years of forced assimilation and oppression, it's very hard to go back to your people without a long memory. And I was blessed with a long memory in my family. I was also blessed with previous genealogical work by other relatives. And I was also blessed with the fact that we didn't change our names. I wanted to understand how my particular family and my bloodlines fit into the story not only of American history, but Southern history, the history of Southern food. And that's why I decided to go on my ancestors' footsteps through the American South to figure out where I fit on the line as somebody who studies this history.
I love that word, footsteps. You said in the book that you had never contemplated being connected to Black ancestors or relatives through white bodies.
Yes. What gets me is that most white Southerners, I don't understand why there isn't like a more of a buzz from those who use ancestry, because they have to see the hundreds of Black people.
Right.
They're related to. And yet you ain't never heard not a one thing about that. But for us, we know it's coming. We know that when you look at those cousin matches, who you're going to see? And a quarter to a third of the people you see are going to be white. One thing you don't get a sense of is that all of your connections to Black people are not through other Black people. They can be through white people as well. For the next foreseeable generations, these genetic imprints will continue and will bond all Southerners of all backgrounds, Native, African, and European.
And become more diverse.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your journey, was it 2017 you first went to Africa?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Senegal and Nigeria. Since then, I have been to Ghana, Cameroon, Benin and Togo, Sierra Leone, and now I'm going to the Gambia. I have been to 72% of the lands where enslaved people came from Africa to the American South.
Are you going to continue to write about your journey?
I haven't figured out how to, especially on a culinary level. I may do something really short. That's possible. I mean, I like big books. I like writing hundreds of pages. I mean, I can do all the stuff from books and restaurants and people's memories over here and my little visitations 2 weeks at a time in each place. But I really think that you'd have to spend a whole year living on the continent, at least. And it's because there is so much knowledge. There is so much information. And quite frankly, the investment of living in those places to really understand the daily rhythms is more important than the informational minutia. They have more knowledge than the average American, far less knowledge than the women of those countries that are making that food on a daily basis.
Michael Twitty is a culinary historian who lives in Maryland. He'll be in Knoxville tonight at the Press Room to talk about his book, the cooking gene. Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
No worries. No worries. It's all good.